In this bulletin, call for a national register of Aboriginality rejected. The federal government pledges $50 million to help rescue and protect wildlife affected by the bushfires. And the Sydney Festival launches its biggest Indigenous program to date. This is NITV Radio News. I'm Biwa Kwan. Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt has ruled out a national register for deciding on the legitimacy of a person's claims to be an Indigenous Australian. A member of Minister Wyatt's Voice Co-Design Senior Advisory Group, Aboriginal entrepreneur and lawyer Josephine Cashman, issued the call for a register to be considered by the advisory group. The call comes after Ms. Cashman accused celebrated author and academic Bruce Pascoe of financially benefiting from fraudulently claiming to be Aboriginal. Mr. Wyatt rejected the call for a register, saying the government would not be playing a role in deciding who is and is not Indigenous. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the $76 million mental health plan announced yesterday is aimed at helping fire-affected communities recover long-term. On Sunday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the mental health funding, while at the same time saying a royal commission into the bushfires would look at the impact of climate change, the operational response at a state and local level, and the role of the federal government. Today, the federal government announced $50 million will be put towards helping restore Australia's wildlife amid the bushfire disaster. Minister Littleproud says local communities will be the focus of the recovery effort.
Not only the firefighters, but those out in the community that have been touched by this. There is a lot of hurt and there is a lot of grief, but their nation grieves with them and they will help them recover. This is not a recovery just about infrastructure, this is a recovery about lives. So we'll continue to work through that and we'll make sure that those men and women on the front line are also targeted, not only in the here and now, but in the post sense. The PTSD part is one element of this that we'll be looking at, working with emergency personnel to make sure we get it right.
Australia's peak welfare body is calling on the federal government to immediately boost emergency payments for those affected by the bushfires. The Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says the payments are seriously inadequate to help the thousands of families affected by the bushfires. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Ms. Goldie has called for an increase to the disaster recovery payment, which has not been increased in 14 years. So that the $1,000 goes up to $3,000. The group is also calling for the child payment to be increased from $400 per child to $1,000 per child. A new opinion poll indicates Prime Minister Scott Morrison's personal approval ratings have slid lower amid the bushfire crisis. In the news poll published in the Australian newspaper, Mr. Morrison has fallen behind Labor leader Anthony Albanese as the preferred Prime Minister, with 43% of participants choosing Mr. Albanese and 39% siding with the Liberal leader. When asked about Mr. Morrison's performance, 59% say they are dissatisfied. According to the poll, on a two-party preferred basis, Labor is now leading the coalition 51% to 49%. A major international conference with climate change on its agenda is going ahead in Canberra, despite hazardous levels of smoke from nearby bushfires. About 350 delegates from 30 countries gathered at Parliament House today for the 28th Asia-Pacific Parliamentary Forum. Australia is sponsoring a resolution calling on delegates to strengthen efforts to tackle climate change. President of the Asia-Pacific Parliamentary Forum, Tony Smith, read a message from Governor-General David Hurley urging delegates to make the most of the summit.
You have a wonderful opportunity at this meeting to affect positive outcomes on issues common to all countries in the Asia-Pacific. Security, economics and trade, gender equality and regional cooperation. I encourage you to put forward your respective points of view and through consensus develop realistic goals for inclusion in the communique.
In the Philippines, a volcano has erupted close to the capital, Manila. The Taal volcano, the Philippines' second most active, has emitted an enormous plume of ash. Subsequently, authorities have ordered the evacuation of close to 8,000 locals. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology is warning of a potential tsunami from the explosion. One local says he immediately fled after seeing the ash.
When the volcano emitted steam, we ran away up here. The road was crowded. Thick ash and pebbles were falling.
The volcanic ash has also resulted in the suspension of flights at Manila's International Airport. A memorial has been held in Edmonton in Canada for the victims of the Ukrainian plane crash. The commercial airliner was struck down on the outskirts of Iran's capital, Tehran, killing all 176 people on board. Speaking at the memorial, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country remains in disbelief.
All Canadians were shocked and outraged to learn that it had been brought down by an Iranian missile. This tragedy struck our Iranian-Canadian community, leaving cities like Edmonton reeling. But this was truly a Canadian tragedy. All Canadians are mourning your loss.
The Queen has called a summit to determine Harry and Meghan Markle's position in the royal family. Royal officials say the head of state has summoned Prince William, Prince Charles and Harry to her estate in Sandringham, north of London. The family crisis meeting will aim to limit the fallout from Harry and Meghan's decision to renounce their roles as senior royals. Director of the Sydney Festival, Wesley Enoch, says this year's event showcases the strongest First Nations program in its history. Indigenous artists were asked to respond to the theme, A Reply to Captain Cook, referring to the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook sailing around the east coast of Australia and the Pacific region. Uwalari singer, songwriter and artist Nadi Simpson says her debut play Black Drop Effect, which features in the festival, attempts to grapple with the mixed feelings the anniversary provokes.
The 26th of January means a lot of different things for a lot of different people, and they can be at the very opposite end of the scale. So while some people call it Australia Day, other people call it Invasion Day and Survival Day, and it's how do we as modern black fellas navigate all that and tell all the parts of the story that are most relevant to us. It's really interesting to see in the community now all the different ways people are approaching it as well.
And a sport in tennis, Novak Djokovic has helped lead Serbia to a historic victory over Spain in the ATP Cup final. Djokovic clashed with world number one Rafael Nadal and beat him 6-2, 7-6. It's the 29th time over 55 matches that Djokovic has defeated Nadal. Later, Djokovic teamed up with fellow Serbian Viktor Troicki to claim victory in the deciding doubles rubber. Amid the celebrations, Djokovic touched on the bushfire crisis, saying the players want to help.
Historic bushfires, devastating images and scenes that we have seen in the last month and 2 months. And ATP is going to donate on behalf of the players $725,000 to World Wildlife Fund.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 35. Adelaide, much the same, 34. Melbourne, smoke haze and 31. Hobart, hot and mostly sunny, 30. Canberra, possible smoke haze, 30. Wollongong, cloudy, 22. Cloudy also in Sydney, 25. Newcastle, cloudy, also 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, shower 2, possible storm 33. This is NITV Radio News.